USA Radio News.
I am announcing today that the United States will withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal. In a few moments, I will sign a presidential memorandum to begin reinstating U.S. nuclear sanctions on the Iranian regime. We will be instituting the highest level of economic sanction.
President Donald Trump announcing earlier today that the United States would be pulling out of the Iran nuclear deal, once again keeping a promise that he made when he was candidate Trump. The president explains why he made the choice to pull out of the deal.
After the sanctions were lifted, the dictatorship used its new funds to build nuclear-capable missiles, support terrorism, and cause havoc throughout the Middle East and beyond.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The latest Small Business Optimism Index is out, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes takes a look at it.
The report shows America's small business owners and operators are slightly more optimistic than they were a month ago about the U.S. economy and how it affects them. The Small Business Optimism Index for April ticking up just a fraction from the March reading. Small business operators' biggest frustration right now? Finding qualified workers. A Labor Department report out Tuesday bolsters their concerns, showing there's a record number of job openings in America currently, at a time when the unemployment rate is the lowest it's been in a couple of decades. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A soldier delayed at a Dallas, Texas airport was captured on video as he watched the birth of his daughter on FaceTime. Traveler Tracy Dover recorded the now viral video that captured the wide-eyed Brooks Lindsay, who was seen watching his wife Haley give birth to their daughter Millie. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Today, President Donald Trump announced that the United States would pull out of the Iran nuclear deal. Let's take a listen to the president's rationale and thought as to why the Iranian nuclear deal is not working.
After the sanctions were lifted, the dictatorship used its new funds to build nuclear-capable missiles, support terrorism, and cause havoc throughout the Middle East and beyond. The agreement was so poorly negotiated that even if Iran fully complies, the regime can still be on the verge of a nuclear breakout in just a short period of time. The deal's sunset provisions are totally unacceptable. If I allowed this deal to stand, there would soon be a nuclear arms race in the Middle East. Everyone would want their weapons ready by the time Iran had theirs. Making matters worse, the deal's inspection provisions lack adequate mechanisms to prevent, detect, and punish cheating, and don't even have the unqualified right to inspect many important locations, including military facilities.
And back on this date in 1886, Atlanta pharmacist John Pemberton invented Coca-Cola. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.